years. Let's get down to Canberra. 2CC's Marcus Paul now. Hi, Marcus.
Yeah, g'day, Luke. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. Good to talk to you. Tell me about this truck driver. Well, there's been a couple of accidents, hasn't there, today?
Yeah, we've had an awful couple of hours on our region's roads around the nation's capital. New South Wales paramedics have confirmed that a man has died in a collision between two trucks near Yass. It happened just before 11 o'clock this morning. The man was trapped inside his vehicle for quite some time. Unfortunately, he passed away on the scene. The driver of the other truck has suffered no injuries. Now, this comes just a couple of hours after a separate accident where a four-wheel drive overturned. It's believed a couple of cars involved in this one on the Barton Highway as well near Yass. We've got a mother in hospital in Canberra here and also her younger daughter as well. So a couple of injuries from that. So there's been a couple of nasty accidents in the Yass-Canberra region this morning.
And what about another body found in Canberra over the weekend? That's the third in a week, isn't it?
It is, yes. The third that we've found in a week here now. The 52-year-old man's body was found at the Bega Court Flats in Reed. That's right opposite the Canberra Centre. Can't get much closer to central Canberra than that. Shock residents from the complex are saying that the man was well known. And police are trying to determine whether the death was suspicious. They continued their search of the Bega Court area late yesterday and also this morning. Now, that's the third body, as you say, Luke, that's been found in the capital within a week. It follows the stabbing of a man in Lynham last week and another man who was found dead in Phillip. Now, both of those deaths are currently being treated as murder.
And tell me about that major fire between Canberra and Yass.
Yeah, this is the one that started just after, 6 o'clock last night. Luke, fire crews are assessing any possible damage to homes from the fire, which broke out in a grassland area in Quick Spreadley. It did burn out some, they're saying, up to 300 hectares. So it was quite a big one. It did affect the Hume Highway, closed it for quite some time. More than 100 firefighters and three waterbombing aircraft contained the fire. And we learnt this morning that a firefighter was quite severely burnt, battling the fire with burns to his hands and his face, and he remains in the Canberra hospital.
Great work, Marcus. Good to talk again. We'll catch you tomorrow. Marcus Paul from...